The singing of the doxology by the PCC student body begins Pensacola Christian College Chapel. At each chapel service, students have an opportunity to receive spiritual exhortation and enrichment during a time of music and meditation on God's Word. This podcast shares selected recent chapel messages from guest speakers, faculty, and staff. Welcome to the PCC Chapel Podcast.
We're expressing the notion of unity today. But there are other pillars, attributes, things we want you to get out of collegian life. Leadership. The opportunity for you to participate in a way that leads. Now, leadership does not mean command and control. It doesn't mean you're the boss. Take it from a guy who is a boss. Leadership, I can be a boss, but not necessarily a leader. A leader is one who has influence. A leader is one who influences other people. And a good leader is influencing other people to do what's right. Correct? So our prayer, the prayer of Panhellenic, is that one of the attributes you gain out of collegian life is influence through leadership. We'll talk more about that on another chapel day. Another, service. The opportunity to serve collectively, both here on the college campus and in the community, to get involved in ways, whether it's singing, whether it's participating in the needs of our just what's going on around here, or whether it's leading a child to Christ in a Bible club that your collegian sponsors service. And then academics. Unfortunately, we are here to learn. And as part of that learning process, who better to come alongside and support you than people that you're friends with? In some cases, upperclassmen who have been there and done that. And so through academics, we participate in our collegian life. Now, these three, leadership, service, and academics, all come, listen to me here, dear friends, all come and stand on the shoulders of unity. Without unity, there will be no influence, no leadership. Without unity, service won't happen. Without unity, the academic support won't function. So we start the week on purpose with this notion of unity. The idea that we come together was mentioned earlier in a common purpose. Here's a great definition of unity for your consideration today. Individuals acting in alignment with others to fulfill a common mission. This is unity. It's the power of synergy. It's the power of individuals coming together and doing more than they could do, even the sum of their parts. Dr. Lance tells this great story. I don't know if it's true or not, but he gets it out of the sermon illustration books. And it talks about these horses that you can hook up to a load, and a draft horse can pull 7,000 pounds by himself. And if you hitch him up next to another draft horse that can pull 7,000 pounds, you'd expect them to pull 14,000, but instead they pull more than 24,000 pounds. When you have collective, coordinated movement and muscle, that kind of forward motion is more than just the sum of their parts. We call it synergy. So unity is coming together, doing things that more than just individuals can do. I want to dissect with you just a little bit the notion of unity, because it applies to you personally. Oh, you're here in a collegian and you're sitting by your classification. But unity doesn't begin with a class. Unity begins with a heart, and it's yours. First of all, the definition of unity, individuals. It begins with an individual decision. I want to teach you something, dear friends. as your college president. The idea of unity, of working together with other people, will be something that serves you well for the rest of your life. You may not be an extrovert. You may not be the kind of person who likes large crowds. But you will always require unity in dealing with other people. It begins with an individual decision, not a corporate one, not a group decision. Hey guys, let's get unified. No, it begins with individuals. My wife and I traveled to South Carolina this last weekend on a whirlwind trip to go to my nephew's wedding. You have to do these things. You have to go to family weddings. And we did our thing. And we were pleased to do so, actually. We went to the wedding and we saw them exchange their vows and kiss. And we saw them walk out happy. And everybody's excited for the future ahead. But you'd agree with me, wouldn't you? That without unity, that marriage is going nowhere. It's not just friendship. Unity is not. It's not just harmony. Can we all just get along? It's not just compliance, a lack of friction. It's the commitment of each person individually to fulfill a mission, to fulfill something that's bigger than themselves. In the case of my nephew's wedding this weekend, he will not have success in his marriage, and she will not in hers, if she's not committed personally, individually, to the greater need of the other. It's an individual decision in your heart. And in life, dear friend, you will only realize the power of unity when you commit personally. It can't be put upon you. It can't be something you feel. It can't be something that just happens by natural chemistry. It's a decision on your part. So please understand my definition. Unity is your individual decision. And it's your decision to act in alignment with others. The commitment to each other, the decision you make, is absolutely useless unless you put it into action. Unity is not about saying, boy, I really like these girls. I really feel like there's a bond between us. It's not just a state of being, but an action. I think the classic example would be a tug of war. When everybody on that side gets a hold of the rope, everybody on this the same, and they pull in their respective directions. And you're standing over there on the team, wearing the team colors with your hand on the rope. You're not pulling against them. And so you say, I'm in unity. I'm part of the team. But are you? In other words, unity is not just the decision to be there and to be part of the team. Unity only comes when you put your back to it. Unity only comes when you act. Unity only comes when you put it into motion. So it's individuals acting in alignment with each other, not pulling against the team, not pulling in a perpendicular direction, pulling with the team. It's quite another thing to actually pull in the same direction, contribute, be part of. That's what makes unity. And in life, you'll only realize the power of unity when you take action. I appreciate the encouragement to get involved. Whether it's blood drive, whether it's part of your collegian, whether it's Christian service. And have I bragged on you enough yet? I don't know if I have. I am so proud of your commitment, your unity in the mission of Christian service. Have I told you this already? That you have the highest percentage of Christian service among the student body this year than we've had in 5 years? And that's a great thing. I saw you come together this semester on your own and without any prodding and begin to unify your hearts in prayer. You were taking action. I saw it spill over into our opening meetings, and I've seen it carry through the semester. And I'm watching you on the weekends by report that says you're taking part in Christian service activities and outreach to the greatest percent that we've had in recent years. So you see the action that is providing unity. So unity is, first of all, your individual decision. Secondly, it's you putting action to it. And then finally, in the fulfillment of a common mission. Oh, you know where I'm going with this. Too many times, believe me, I remember it as a college student, too many times I was consumed with what can I get out of this. As a freshman and a sophomore here, I was consumed with this place isn't serving me well. This isn't meeting my needs. I was convicted again by Kenny Baldwin last weekend when he's saying, discard the dirt, keep the gold. This was me as a freshman and a sophomore. I wasn't getting the gold out of the place. And I left Pensacola Christian College in my third year because I didn't like this place. Because of all the same reasons you don't like this place. There were things about it. And I left and went away. I wanted to study to be a doctor like my dad. He was a successful physician. And I ended up coming back when the Lord poked and prodded on my heart. And he said, Troy, you're not where you need to be. You need to go back and finish what I started in your life. And I came back. And it was just an amazing thing. Pensacola Christian College was different. It wasn't the same place. I was getting something different out of my college experience. And you know what changed about this place? This ugly heart. The mission that I was called to was not to be a physician like my dad. The mission I was called to was to be a Christian educator. And God said, get back there and be what I made you to be. And so unity is saying, you know what? There's a mission that's bigger than me personally. Bigger than making money like my dad. Bigger than myself. My mission is the greatest thing you can fulfill. Hear me, my dear friend, in marriage, in church, in vocation, even in your collegian, it's not about what you can get out of the arrangement. But what you can contribute, what you can give. Jesus talks about this all the time. You want to lead, then follow. You want a position, then serve. You want to find something, then you need to give. You'll find the greatest satisfaction in life when you commit to a mission that's bigger than yourself. And by the way, unity can exist not only in a big setting like this, with your collegian and your classification. Unity can exist with just you and God. There's no better team. And there's no more important place of unity than your heart with God's. Unity with God is you, the individual, acting in alignment with God and fulfilling the common mission that God's called you to. So here's my big encouragement for you today. Be all about leadership. That's something that is often seen and felt, influenced. Be all about service. Everybody notices that. Be all about academics. It's your preparation for life. But under it all, unity. That alignment, a personal decision on your part. And most importantly, unity with God's heart to fulfill a mission that is bigger than you can ever imagine. And that's a good thing when he gets a hold of your heart and takes you further than your dreams.
You've been listening to a message from Pensacola Christian College Chapel. You're welcome to pass this sermon along to others. Please don't charge for it or alter it without written permission from Pensacola Christian College. For additional information about PCC, visit us online at pcci.edu. Pensacola Christian College, empowering Christian leaders to influence the world for Christ.